It's Maddie here from Player One, and it's early-ish on day three at PAX, and I'm here with John from Gritfish. How are you going?
Hi, Maddie. I'm going really well. The reception to Mallow Drops has been great. We launched on Friday, and so we were all just holding our breath as we sort of pushed the go button and then walked out of the hostel and did the show floor. But everyone here's loved it. We've sold heaps of copies and heaps of the little penny arcade pins, which we got to do this year. It's been amazing.
Good. Do you want to tell us a little bit about Mallow Drops?
Sure. Mallow Drops is a gravity puzzle game where two Kiwis try and collect their eggs in a world that's been shattered into a million pieces.
Okay.
And the player controls both the two birds. So you don't control like two in the same level, but one at a time, and it switches between them each level. And they also control gravity, so they rotate the screen, blocks fall, and it changes the different pathways you can take around the level.
Is it single player?
It is a single player game.
Very cool.
People have asked about multiplayer, and that would be a fun game jam idea, like maybe next year when I'm a bit more relaxed.
when my game didn't get released 3 days ago.
Yeah. But I'm sure it would be a hilarious mess with two people trying to control gravity at once.
Yeah, like it seems like it'd be very, very silly.
It's an idea that like we've toyed with. But yeah, this is just single player, and it's just a chilled out puzzle game that, you know, has sort of a more muted color palette than a lot of mobile games.
Yeah.
I say it's a mobile game. It's been designed to be on both phones, tablets, PCs. By the end of next year, hopefully, it'll be on everything. Everything with a screen.
Everything with a screen. I like that. Is there like a story behind how you got started working on Mallow Drops?
The original idea, there's a game by De Groot Fabrik called Where Is My Heart?
Okay.
De Groot Fabrik went on to make Johann Sebastian Joust.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I know that one.
Before that, they made a little PS Vita puzzle game.
Yep.
That involved sort of the screen was broken into sort of segments and they were all disconnected and shuffled around. But later in the game, you could rotate those panels. And while Mallow Drops is nothing like Where Is My Heart, the trailer for that game got me thinking down a path of like, I wonder what I could do with a game that is about rotating.
Yeah.
And at the time, there were some gravity, like rotating gravity puzzle platformers, but they were platformers first, whereas Mallow Drops is much more of puzzle first. You know, it is a sliding block puzzle at its heart, which, you know, it is side on like a platformer, but it is a sliding block puzzle at heart.
Yeah, very cool. You also have another game.
I do also have another game. It's been a really busy year for me. Yeah. I released a game in July called Killing Time at Lightspeed, and that was original. So I wrote the game jam version of that in December 2014.
Yeah.
And that did really well and got a lot of really positive reaction. And so we made it bigger. We added a soundtrack. We added amazing key art by Marigold Bartlett, who did the Games Week mural, if you've seen that.
Oh, yeah, I have. It's incredible.
She is an amazing artist.
Yeah. I've seen all the display pictures of people done in the Killing Time at Lightspeed style as well.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So that's a cool story, because there's a thing that happens on Twitter. You click on a hashtag, and you see all the people tweeting that hashtag. People wanted to do that in the game. Because I should jump back. The game looks like Twitter.
Okay.
If Twitter was on an old DOS computer.
Yeah.
So people wanted to click on hashtags and see all that. And they were, like, you know, wondering why they couldn't do that. So I added that as a feature and then realized, oh, God, I need about 50, 60 avatars for all the randos to be in that list.
Yeah.
And I just put out a call to like anyone I know on Twitter. Or just anyone on Twitter, really. Like, hey, reply to this tweet, and I'll, you know, make a avatar in the Killing Time style, and I'll put you in the game.
Yeah.
I got about, like, 60 responses to that in about 2 minutes.
I know.
I ended up doing about 200 avatars, just because I could do one in about 5 minutes, and it was fun, and I just kept cranking on it for weeks and weeks and weeks. And so we've also done through Sneaky Geeks, which is a sort of geek clothing line that's sort of starting up in its early phases. They've done tights with all of those avatars printed on
them.
That
really
look
cool.
So good. I've seen a couple of pairs around PAX.
Oh yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, we did just like a tiny print run, so people could have them for PAX, and I've seen a couple of pairs.
Yeah.
Oh, they're good. But people thought it was a really, like, hey, that was a really cool marketing move you did there. No, I just wrote a feature and needed help really badly. And that's been a thing with both games this last year, was I was definitely not afraid to ask for help when I needed it. Like, all the, you know, Mallow Drops is a very complex thing to test.
Yeah.
So I dropped a whole bunch of Steam keys early on, the game development groups for Sydney, Melbourne, everywhere in Australia. So I've just like, hey, this is done. I need testers. I had about 200 people helping me test this game before it came out. And wow, we smashed a lot of bugs that I didn't know were there. So we've just had Melbourne Games Week, and we've GCAP was the kind of developer conference before PAX. I spent half of GCAP sitting in a hallway trying to fix like the last one or two bugs in the game.
Wow. So was it always your plan to have it out for PAX? Or like
yes.
for Games Week, I guess?
That was the plan. We committed, I think, probably 6 months ago when the booths for PAX opened for sale. I wanted to get both games here in some fashion. We tried to get... The hope was that Killing Time and Lightspeed would be in the showcase, and then Mallow Drops would be on the floor. What we've ended up doing is Louis from Bar SK has a space just across the corridor from us here at PAX, and he let us set up an inflatable couch with airplane seat belts and cool, just let us do our cool setup that we took to IndieCade and just stick it in his little bar lounge area. And it's been so good. We've had such a wonderful reception.
Are you like floating backwards and forwards, or do you have someone else manning Killing Time?
Oh, it's very through the weekends, but generally we've always had one person over there and about two or three people here, because Killing Time is just a game where you sit and read. Like, it's about a lot more than that, but people are free to just chill and take their time with it. We don't want to intrude on that.
Yeah.
It doesn't need a lot of instruction.
Yeah.
So it doesn't need quite as much attention, which is really nice.
Yeah.
It is also, we've got both Mallow and Killing Time in the Diversity Lounge this year as well,
awesome.
Which was like amazing to just be part of that.
Yeah.
Because, the Diversity Lounge is a really... really good part of PAX.
Yeah, it's really cool. We have one of the members of our team enforcing there this year.
Oh, awesome.
So he was having like, it's really chill. Like, it basically runs itself, but it's nice to just have that space.
Yeah, the Diversity Lounge is massive this year. I went up there to set up, and it's like twice as big as last year. It's so good.
Yeah, it's really cool. So I guess let's finish up. Like, if someone wants Mallow Drops or Killing Time, where can they find it?
Sure. Both games are out on Steam and Humble Bundle.
Yep.
I think Mallow will come out on Humble Bundle in the next day or two. We're still moving all of the files across, and we've been a bit busy with PAX.
Nick shouting in the background. It's fine.
Oh, wow.
got derailed. Master Chief started playing Mallow Drops.
Yeah, no, we just had a cosplayer come and be very big and bulky. Where was I going? Both games are out on Steam and Humble. You can just search for them by name, Killing Time and Lightspeed and Mallow Drops, or mallowdrops.com and killingtimeandlightspeed.com. The teams for both games, we work under the name Gritfish.
Yep.
So there's gritfish.net, and I'm Gritfish on Twitter.
Yep.
And if you Google Gritfish, I'm probably every... I'm every Gritfish. Because it's a very unusual word. Although I don't have gritfish.com, that belongs to someone else. One day I'll get it.
All right. So is there anything else that you want to add about anything? About PAX or about the games? About Gritfish?
Please buy them.
Please buy my games. I worked really hard on them.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was awesome to chat to you.
Thank you.
I hope that the rest of PAX goes well. I hope that Mellow Drops, like, the release just continues to be awesome.
Yeah. I mean, the critical reception of both games has been amazing. I probably should brag a little bit that Mellow Drops won the Australian Game Developer Award for Design last year.
Wow.
And Killing Time at Lightspeed won Representation and Innovation this year. And it's, like... the combination of that happening and releasing both and having them both at PAX has made this the most just intense year of my life.
Yeah,
and
wow. Really
I'm cool. I'm so thankful to the Australian game scene for just always stepping up when I've asked for help this year.
Yeah, thanks. Well, thank you so much for chatting with me.
Same. Thank you. It was lovely.